So go out and find the documents you need to have, things like 2019 average payroll, expenses around utilities, rent, mortgages, things like that. Get all of that in order, because what you're going to have to do is specifically as we're looking at the CARES Act and the payroll protection opportunity, is you're going to have to showcase and prove what last year's average monthly payroll was and expenses. And that's going to be then you second of all, you need to find an SBA approved lender. Most likely that's going to be most of the banks that we work with here, and maybe a bank you already have a partnership with, but it would also include other lenders, CDFIs like People Fund, Lyft Fund, things like that. And then I would be, you know, sitting next to your computer, putting an alert, a Google alert for when this thing goes live tomorrow, because it is going to be a race for people to sign up. I mean, they could have hundreds of thousands to millions of people applying just tomorrow. And we don't know whether they're going to release new funds or not, but there is a certain amount of money that's been allocated for this, and you want to be at the front of the line, not the back of the line.
It's kind of going to possibly be like the unemployment benefits that people are trying to sign up for, and the system is crashing and they can't get in, and they try and the information gets erased. So like you said, it's going to be something that people want to get on top of right away.
Absolutely. I mean, I read an article today that said that, you know, this is going to make the Obamacare website look like nothing. I mean, with the amount of traffic and information that's going to be coming through there, which is, it's good that people are becoming aware of this. It's great that the government's been trying to communicate how they want to help and what they're going to do. But it's when you get to the logistics and the technology piece of it that's going to be hard. People just need to be as patient as they can be, pay attention, and just be prepared to respond as fast as possible.
And like you said, this is money that can be used to pay the employees.
Yeah, I mean, specifically the Payroll Protection Act is focused around how do we help employers pay employees and keep employees around a little bit longer. And so the way it works is you can get up to 250% of your average monthly payroll for last year, up to, I think, $10 million.